you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
There is no Isaac Ropp. There is no Jason Sakanik. It is just I, Mike Lynch.
Hello.
With a best of edition of Prime Time today. Ropp is sick. Suk is on vacation, and it was kind of a last second that Ropp is sick. So here we are with the best of edition of Prime Time. It's going to be a little bit of recent stuff and a little bit of stuff from maybe a month or two ago. I tried to dig a little bit further back to get some good segments. So coming up today, you will hear the Train to Christmas Town segment from about 2 months ago, or maybe a month and a half ago at this point. You're going to hear the Jason Quick interview from last week. That was absolutely fantastic. But where we start is going to be with three segments in a row when the Sukes of Hazzard did a show together and Big John attempted to set the record for putting a number of sticky notes on his face in 60 seconds. He failed miserably, of course, but that's what the first three segments are going to be. So segment one is the beginning of that attempt. It was the beginning of the show. Enjoy.
What it do?
Tally-ho.
Hello.
We're down a Ropp today.
No Ropp.
No Ropp.
Where is he?
Well, Ropp's got stuff. Oh, he's dealing crap with things.
Ropp's out of gas, so they're going to the bullpen for the big right-hander. I'm going to come in and try to lock this thing down.
And we'll try not to be a racist organization while we do it.
Listen.
Don't think we're not getting into that, you racist bastard.
It's a little early in the show for that shot across the bow. I'm a little sports nervous right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you sports nervous about?
Well, one, I think it's a trap game coming up for my Cougs this week.
Yeah.
So it's jamming me up a little bit. I think we got the Apple Cup. But I'm nervous about this week.
You think you have the Apple
Cup. Oh, we have the Apple Cup.
You're adorable.
But I think this is a trap game this week, and we can talk about that later. So that's makes me nervous.
You're concerned about Arizona, but not the Apple Cup.
I'll tell you why.
All right.
And
I'm waiting for this hot Stephen A. take.
Apparently.
However.
And now, apparently, not only does my beloved Seattle Mariners suck, apparently we're racist and sexist.
Oh, yeah. And believe me. We'll get into it.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
We're down to Ropp. We've added a Sukanic. Lynch here as always because it didn't go anywhere. The Sukes of Hazzard edition. Ropp will be gone today and tomorrow. I think Luke is coming in, so we have a sinner and sinner edition of Primetime. But the Sukes of Hazzard does ride today again. We do hope the best for Ropp. In all seriousness, he's got a family issues that he's dealing with. And so please spare me has Ropp been fired? Ropp's gone again. He's actually dealing with something that's pretty serious. So Ropp, we hope that you and your family are doing well. You take care of it, and we'll welcome you back with open arms, potentially on Thursday.
Yeah, see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, this isn't normal, just Ropp flakiness. This is Ropp dealing with stuff.
No, so. I understand why people think that Ropp is flaky. Because
you're right to think that.
There does seem to be this perception that Ropp is gone all the time because it feels like Ropp's gone all the time.
Well, I've seen the Ropp contract. I don't know if you've ever seen it. And there are 300 vacation days per year.
We get the same number of vacation days.
Well, apparently, Ropp gets 300.
I just tend to take mine like in bulk. And Ropp seems to space his out over like periods of time. He takes two here, three there. Whereas I take just like big hunks. Like I'm gone just like the second half of December.
Yeah, you're off the grid.
Yeah, like after my birthday hits, you don't see me again until like the beginning of January. I just like to kind of disappear. Whereas Ropp supposedly, he uses the same vacation days. He just kind of hunts and pecks them. But he's gone for like 2.5 weeks in Italy.
Right.
And yet seemingly he still had more vacation days after that. Well, no, and that's where I'm convinced that Ropp has naked photos of someone.
That's the greatness of Ropp. But that's not what this is. So, yes, I share your sentiment that Ropp, I hope you're doing well out there. And take care of your family. And at least for these 4 hours, I got your back.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you didn't have anything to do.
I got nothing better to do.
You're doing nothing productive in society. So I figured let's call him in and we'll do a last minute edition of the Sukes of Hazzard.
Here we are.
And we can talk about your racist team and somehow why you feel comfortable about the Apple Cup.
Racist and sexist.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
We will get into that. We'll touch upon, we have the Jamboree today, so we'll definitely get into some Pac-12 stuff. NFL, we didn't really get to any of the NFL. yesterday. Me and Rob didn't. We kind of got caught up in college football. Obviously, the college football rankings will come out today. We'll talk about that, some NBA stuff, and then we'll kind of dink and dunk around. We've got some in-the-news stuff, obviously the California wildfires. A couple fun things planned for Club 1080, including a couple of questions, including this one. I don't want to tell you what the story is, but someone accomplished something that seemingly is kind of impressive. But I don't know if you've ever had this one when someone does something. And again, seemingly it seems impressive. But then you ask the question of why? Why did you do that? It's the whole tin cup theory. Have you ever shot par with a 7-iron? Well, no, Roy. The thought never occurred to me.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of cool that someone could do something specific that's sure. that's physically impressive. Then you would often right afterward ask the question of, well, why did you do that? It's like a guy that like pogo stick. The guy like there's I saw a thing on HBO Real Sports once about a guy that holds like the pogo stick record. Like he pogo sticks like across like entire states.
Sure.
He can pogo stick for like 42 straight hours sure. and go like 1,000 miles.
You're asking the question, what leads you to become pogo stick world champion?
Yes. Yeah. Like it's kind of cool, I guess. It's impressive, right? I can't pogo stick.
No.
I can't pogo stick for 5 minutes, let alone like 42 straight hours, and I can't go 1,000 miles or however far he went. He's the Guinness Book of World Records holder for most pogo stick traveled or whatever. But again, I ask the question, why?
Why would you do such a thing?
Why would you dedicate yourself that much of your time and talent to pogo sticking? And someone did something that I want to talk about in the club, and I will bring this up, and I'll ask the question, that if you dedicated yourself to something completely meaningless, could you be the best in the world at something?
Is it still cool at all to be in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah, I think it's still pretty cool.
Yeah?
Sure.
Because I know...
Are you in the book?
You know, oddly enough, thank you very much. At one point recently, I sort of was.
What?
Yes. Thank you very much.
How the hell did that happen and I not know about it?
I was part of the Guinness Book of World Records certified loudest crowd of all time.
What was the loudest crowd of all
time? I was at CenturyLink Field the year they won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
It was a Monday night football game against the Saints. And they had the Guinness Book of World Records there to try to break the record for the largest crowd, loudest crowd.
I remember that.
And
you were there?
I was there. So technically, for a brief, I think the next season, I think the Kansas City Chiefs broke it.
The Chiefs, I believe it is.
Yeah, somebody broke it like the year later.
Okay.
So technically, if you want to really use the loose definition of world record holder, huh. I was part of a world record attempt for a little less than a year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
take that, cool guy.
Wow. I did not expect that.
Have you ever been in the Guinness Book of World Records?
No.
I have.
No. And here's the thing. I lack the desire and the passion and really the intestinal fortitude to ever be in the Guinness Book of World Record.
Well, in that...
Because I'm not, like, talented enough to do anything cool.
No.
You know, like Evel Knievel or Tony Hawk. Like, he's doing, like you know, anything like that. Like, Tony Hawk's in there probably, like, 18 different times for different skateboarding tricks. That's not going to happen. I don't have any sort of discernible talent that way.
Well, and before you're dazzled by my record-setting attempt,
yeah.
keep in mind yeah. that the flip side of that coin is that I really didn't do anything except yell at the appropriate time.
Did you indeed yell?
Oh, I yelled.
Yeah.
And so I was part of the 68,000 people that did it, but I really didn't do anything.
No. And that's kind of my point is, in order to get in the book... There's all kinds of stupid ways to get in the record book. You still have to do something.
Now, the question would be, would they have broken the record had I not yelled?
I'm going to go ahead and say...
Was I the one fan that made pushed us over the edge? We'll never know, Jay.
No, you'll never know. But I guess technically you were in the book of world records.
Yes, I was.
The dedication it takes to one skill, there's part of me that's kind of jealous of that. But at the same time, I'm like, really, how much... Think about all the effort, the thousands of hours you have to put in to something stupid like pogo sticking. You know, you see there's card throwing, you know, people throwing cards in a hat, whatever. It's the Groundhog Day theory, right? Do it every day for 10 hours and you become good at something. That sounds like such a wasted, a wasted time, wasted life to do that just to say that you are the best at something really insignificant. And yet at the same time, little envious of those people.
They are world record holders.
They are world record holders. Yes.
Suk then continued to try to get the segment and the show back on the rails to the NFL. It didn't. It continues next with talk about the easiest world records to break and the beginning of the John attempting the sticky notes by getting them out in front of him and doing some research. So that's next here in this best of edition of Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Mike Lynch here with you on a best of edition of Primetime today. Rop is sick. Suk is on vacation for the rest of the year, and that leaves me here to play you some of the best segments from the last couple of months. And we are in the midst of the Sukes of Hazard episode from probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, when Big John eventually wound up putting Post-its all over his face. Now, I took pictures and videos, and they're on my Twitter, at MikeLynch27, from a couple of weeks ago, so you'll have to scroll a little bit, or I guess click on the media button and find it there. They're quite funny. And they're definitely worth checking out. And you'll hear it here in the next two segments, him attempting to put the Post-its on his face. So let's continue with the fun.
In a stunning development, we're one segment in and we've been derailed.
This is your fault. We're not acknowledging my world record.
The mountain has been hit already.
It has, because we stumbled. I was trying to get to the NFL stuff because there's a lot of NFL news and notes. But now we've stumbled upon 10 world records that John thinks he could break. That's, without any sort of real practice or effort.
No, these are 10 world records that they are saying somebody could break without much practice or
effort.
And
you're trying to put yourself into this, and in no way are you breaking any of these world records.
I have honed in on one that I think I could break, and I may make an attempt.
And what is that?
That is
share with the group.
That is most sticky notes placed on your face in 1 minute. The world record is 58.
So you're basically having to put, per second, one sticky note on your face.
Yes.
There's no way you could do that.
Oh, I think I could do that. Look at this, Mike. We're just doing
it. But here's the thing. You have to take it off the sticky note pad, right?
Yeah, you have to peel it off.
All it says is must use standard size sticky notes, which is 73 millimeter. It's the standard square.
Yes.
Right? Must be placed there by the individual themselves. I can't have any help. And it must remain attached to my face for a minimum of 10 seconds after the minute is over.
So could you line up 58 sticky notes like on the edge of a table and then work it?
I guarantee you have to take it off of the pad.
You don't know that, and it doesn't say that here. It just says may not attach to the eyelids. You can't use your eyelids.
Right. Can you use the top of your head?
It just says your face, and the picture of the guy doing it has hair, so that's right out. But I don't have hair.
No,
I have a giant face.
You have a big head. At one point when we were on TV, they had to move the camera because they couldn't fit your head into the
shot.
That
is true.
Also, you sweat a lot.
Yes.
And that's a down. You better be in a cool room because the sweat.
Yeah, you better be in a freezer.
An ice box.
Yeah, because the
sweat would loosen the stickiness of the.
Yeah.
That would suck to break the record. And then at nine, you have to wait the 10 seconds. And at nine, I start sweating and they fall off.
It is an advantage for you, though, because without any hair, who's to say where your forehead begins and ends?
Thank you.
So maybe you can get some extra space on the top of your head. And can you put them? I'm assuming you can put them over each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there can be overlapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 58 in a minute. I don't think that's that hard.
You're still not doing it. You're still going to have to practice a bunch.
I don't think so, which is the point of this list.
Would you like to do it on the air? Because we have standard Post-it notes.
I think I need at least one practice round before I
go live.
You
have a commercial. You have a commercial break.
Look, you're swinging a big stick over there thinking you're going to break a world record with sticky notes. I want to see this happen.
I'm just saying that I think that that would be one I could do.
Now, I will tell you that. Did you ever watch, what's the show? The skateboarding guy on MTV, Rob Dyrdek.
Yes.
You know, familiar with him?
Oh, yeah.
He had Robin Black or was it Robin Big? Big Black.
Big Black was the guy.
And I forget what the name of the show is. Either Robin Big or Robin Black. Yeah. And they would just go around and they would do stuff. Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Rest in peace, Big Black, by the way.
That was sad.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah.
But he weighed like 500 pounds.
He was a big man.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Yeah, he was a big man.
He's one of those things may get you eventually. But they did have an episode where they set out to break world records. And Rob did a bunch of skateboarding stuff. And he broke like 9 world records.
Right.
But he was a world-class skateboarder.
Right.
And so he found a bunch of stuff in the world record book that was easy for him to break. Like most ollies or longest, you know, grind or whatever. But Big Black got into the record book, and like one of his was most bananas eaten in a minute. There were a lot of like food stuff. One of them was like most powdered donuts eaten in a minute without like drinking a glass of water.
Right.
So there are some dumb ways that you can find a way probably to get in.
Well, and that's the point of this thing. It says right here, it says, look, you don't have to be a world-class athlete or, you know, spend hundreds of hours of intense training. This is the top 10 ways that they think a regular person could feasibly earn a legitimate world record. And I was looking through, like, most CDs balanced on a finger, that's 50.
See, and this goes back to my theory, and we're basically getting into the club because this is what I was going to do in the club, but what the hell? We've already crashed on the mountain. Let's continue this.
Well, look, I'm just saying.
This is my point is, why the hell would anyone set out to balance 50 CDs on your finger? What leads someone to be like, hey, I think I can do this, and this is the world record?
I would like to believe it's something like you're cleaning out the CD cabinet, and you end up with like 20 in your hand, and you have to balance them for 1 second while you reach into the drawer for something else, and you're like, hey, I just balanced 20 on my hand. I wonder how many, and then it turns into a thing. We've all done that.
Sure.
So, but like most t-shirts put on in a minute. Is the record's 31.
See, you're not doing that. You're too big. By the time you got to like 15 t-shirts, you'd have to have like an 8XL.
Yeah, I agree with that. But a small person, a cute little person, if you could work your way up, I think could probably pull that off
now,
without too much work.
On the Better You Today text line, we're getting this right here. I do not believe John's hands can move fast enough to put 58 sticky notes on his face in a minute.
That's one a second with each hand.
They're questioning your speed.
What if could I double hand it at the same time?
You can if you had two separate piles. But again, sticky notes are going to be harder to peel off than you think.
Yeah, you need two hands to peel it. If you try to go one hand, you're going to fling the sticky note pad all over the place.
You don't know my technique. My technique could be impeccable.
I feel like you're going to need...
You don't even know your technique.
You're going to have to line them up. I feel like the easiest way to do this is to have some sort of like grid or line set up where they're already peeled off. If it doesn't say that you have to peel them off.
I think that's key.
That's going to be the key.
Peeling them off is key.
And someone said on here that Katie Nolan, who, by the way, I love, they said that she broke a record for blind just a little bit ago and on TV for stacking donuts blindfolded.
What?
And it was 7.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess, technically, we can find a dumb way for you to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, thus making this show part of a world record.
Most coins stacked into a tower in 30 seconds is only 51.
Most coins stacked into a tower?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems like a lot of coins, though.
Well, I'm just saying.
You see, 51 coins. Again, you're talking about almost a coin per second. And think about how when that gets up to 25, 30 coins... It's like a game of Jenga, and let's not act like you have a steady hand there. You know, surgeon.
It takes a very steady hand.
Nah, no way.
Mike, how many marshmallows do you think you could eat in a minute?
I've seen videos of this, and it's always way harder than it sounds.
Yeah.
You have to swallow.
Oh, yeah.
Standard
size marshmallows, not mini, not giant.
In a minute?
Eating one at a time, no drinking. And what's
the record?
The record is 25.
See, that
I could probably do like 12 or 15. Yeah. If the record's 25, there's no way I'm getting close to that.
See, this feels like one of those things that seemingly it shouldn't be hard, but it has to be harder than it appears.
You'd think.
And you said one at a time.
Well, that's according to this.
So you have to pop it, eat it, finish it, go another one.
One at a time.
This is like the milk thing, right?
No
like
drinking allowed.
Like drinking a gallon of milk. Everyone's like, oh, that's not hard. And then you do it and you end up throwing up.
Or something.
Like we had this debate, like what's the baseball challenge is 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings.
Right.
And to me, that just sounds laughable. That sounds like the easiest thing in the world. But then other people are like, oh, it's way harder than you think.
Way harder than you think.
Yeah. This is going to be one of those, like your sticky notes. We're going to do this. I'm going to get sticky notes and we're going to watch you attempt this over the break. And I'm guessing that the first time around, you don't get more than 30.
Listen, I'm just saying.
More than 30. I don't think he gets more than 20.
20?
Because they're going to fall off. I guarantee you they're going to fall off.
I can tell right now I am looking at you. You're already a little sweaty. Here's the best part. You have done nothing remotely active today at all. And we're sitting here and we don't have TV lights in anymore.
Right.
So it's just normal lighting in here. You already have a sheen on your face. I'm with Lynch. You may not get any. They may fall off.
Right.
Sticky notes aren't that sticky.
Well, and that's true. And again, I think your theory of it's got to be harder than it is, it looks. But this whole thing started because you did not acknowledge my record of being in the loudest crowd. If you would have just given that the proper respect it's due, I wouldn't have had to go look for this.
Hey, it's closer than any of us have been to in any sort of world record. Lynch, have you come close to anything? I haven't.
As far as I know, no. Yeah.
So I'll give you somewhat credit for being in the crowd.
Anybody have a bag of marshmallows? That could be fun to try.
But I feel like over the course of today's show, we will attempt to break several world records. And I am going to get you sticky notes over the break, and you're going to try this.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
And I'm claiming over-under, first attempt. What are we setting the Vegas odds at? We're going to go 25?
The over-under?
Over-under.
Put it at 20.
Lynch with no faith.
Are they peeled? That's going to be the key. Let me do some research and see if I can peel them.
Right. Because to me, it doesn't seem like you should be allowed to peel them.
Okay.
But if that is in the rules, then go for it.
I'll try to do some pre-peel research them and figure out if you can peel them, because I think that's the key here.
Remember, if you pre-peel them and stick them in front of you, some of the stickiness is going to wear off on the first stick.
All right.
So we'll go set this up during the break, and we'll see what we can do.
I'm going to do some research, and we'll see if we can make the attempt.
All right. We come back, NFL. In theory.
Or sticky notes.
Or sticky notes. But the attempt will be made for NFL talk when we come back.
Okay.
And I can tell you that attempt failed and that it was more sticky notes. And that is what's going to be coming up next here on this Best of Edition. It's the final sticky notes segment that I'll play today, at least. They actually did like two more later in the show because John tried again. It was a show of sticky notes for Sukes of Hazzard, which I guess you should expect with those two in a studio together. The show goes into the mountain immediately off the rails. But we just have one more segment for you still to come on this Best of today. We've got the swag stink story, which I've actually played once before, but if you missed it, you have to hear it. I do have a couple of interviews from recent times. If you missed Jason Quick's interview last week, it is a great one and you need to hear it. And I actually just saw the article in that interview he was talking about, he was working on, just dropped today on The Athletic. So if you've got The Athletic, you should go check that out. Also, I have Brock Heward from a week ago when he talked about all the situations going on up in Seattle, NHL team, Mariners blowing it up, Seahawks in the playoff race. It was a good interview with Brock, so that's also coming up on the show, plus plenty of other fun segments. But next, we do have one more on Sticky Notes. This is Best of Primetime with me, Mike Lynch, and now me, Mike Lynch, has SportsCenter. If you're just joining us, this is a Best of Edition of Primetime today. Rob is out sick, Sook's on vacation, so it's me, Mike Lynch, with you until 7 o'clock playing some of the best segments from Primetime from the last couple of months. We are right smack dab in the middle of Big John Stachanek attempting to put the record amount of sticky notes on his face in 60 seconds. And we are at the climax of that. So here is the rest of that segment. Enjoy.
Hot El Chapo coming back. By the way, El Chapo goes on trial this week.
Yeah, did you see he promised not to have any of the jurors murdered?
Well, I'd like to think that that's a fair and reasonable thing.
It's a classy move.
Hey, I know I'm going on trial for the rest of my life. Just so you jurors don't worry, no one's going to be murdered.
Not going to kill anybody.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
That's a classy move, yeah, by El Chapo.
El Chapo, the golf clap. By the way, a sticky note update. John has sticky notes in front of him, but he has yet to attempt it.
I'm a little worried because a couple of things. I've been doing some research here, and apparently the record is 60 now. It's not 58.
It's been bumped up.
So that makes it a little bit harder. Apparently you can pre-peel them.
Yeah.
But they cannot stick to each other. They have to independently be stuck to your face.
At least a part of them?
Yeah, the stickiness can't, like I can't have the sticking. It has to only stick to my face, not be sticking to another Post-it on my face.
Does it have to be entirely stuck to your face, or can they overlap?
They can overlap, but they can't stick to each other.
In any point.
No. It's basically little corners have to be stuck to your face. And the rest has to be hanging off.
And the girl I saw try it went with she started making a Post-it goatee first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she went kind of lion's mane up the top of her head.
Yeah.
And then filled in her face. And that's how she broke the record. I'm worried that my goatee will cost me value. Now, I have a bigger face than she does.
You do.
But I'm worried that my goatee will cost me valuable, stickable real estate.
Well, that and the oily sheen that is now.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little anxious right now. You guys have put a lot of pressure on me for this. So
we have. You're the one who said you could do it.
I didn't say I could do it. I said of all the ones listed on here that they said were easy enough that somebody could do,
and I think
that was the one I picked out.
And I feel like you're reconsidering that right now.
It may be harder than I think it is.
Now, my buddy texted in, and I actually, one of my best friends is a world record holder.
Yeah, which is really cool.
And I did not know that. And his is actually a legit record. He's the only one to ever put on a rock concert in Antarctica, and he's got a certificate to prove it. Metallica played like Coca-Cola put it on, and they like did something like where they like a contest where a bunch of people from South America got to like take a cruise ship. Or I guess it wasn't a cruise ship, it was just like some Russian tanker. And they went down to Antarctica and they played like in a weather dome down there. So he is the only man to ever put on and promote a rock concert in Antarctica.
In the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes, he and the band.
Pretty cool.
Actually world record holders.
That's pretty cool.
You, Sticky Notes? Not so much.
Yeah, and that's a way cooler record than the Sticky Note. I'd rather be that guy. I'd rather be Metallica guy than Sticky Note on your face guy. So,
which you can't even do, by the way.
I don't know that I could now.
Well, step up your game. We were talking the Le'Veon Bell situation, and I was looking around, and there were some people that were kind of, I don't know, forecasting what he could get. You've got one on now, 59 to go. There is zero chance seeing you put one on. Zero chance.
They don't feel very sticky.
No, and not only are you not going to get them on, but look, they've already fallen off. You've put three on and all three have fallen off.
And it's not even like on my sweaty forehead. Like, that's on my cheek.
Yeah, but it's still,
it just fell off.
There's an oily sheen about you. Lynch was right when he put the over-under at 20, and the proper bet on that is the under.
I think the bigger question is what kind of subpar sticky notes do they have here at Intercom Radio?
Well, those appear to be very normal sticky notes.
Yeah, those do appear to be regular sticky notes.
Watch your eyes. You almost poked yourself in the eye.
I think that's why the rule says no eyelids. It's for safety. Safety first, Michael. Look, I'm at 5 right now.
Well, you're at 4.
Just talking blows them off.
Yes. You have to remain still. This is the problem.
Yeah, there's no way this
is going to work. You're back at 4. Up. Oh, you're
zero
at 5.
Zero chance.
Yeah, there's put no a, way you, this is going to
no.
work. I'm just wasting sticky notes.
You are just wasting sticky notes at this point.
You got to stop trying the nose because that's the one that keeps coming off.
Yeah, it's going to have to go everywhere if I'm going to get 60.
Here, I don't even think... And here's the part that's blowing me away.
You look ridiculous.
Your head is giant, and yet I feel like you've got like 8 on there, and
right.
Another one keeps falling
Where
off.
Where do you put them all?
There's no way. I need to see a video of the person that did 60. Because
yeah,
if anyone has the sheer head size to get 60 sticky notes, it would be you. There's just no way.
Yeah, this is Bush League right now.
There's less than 10. And this is my point, was I said you were going to have to do this for hours upon hours upon hours, and you were like, no. A couple practice rounds.
I don't think it's the physical skill that requires practice. I think it's physically mapping out on your face where each one's going
to
go.
And that's my point, is there needs to be a game plan and
how
like preparation.
How many am I at right now? Mike, how many do I have?
You've got like 9.
I'm too busy tweeting out a picture of you to be paying attention.
We'll take this picture.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
this
7.
This is a better picture.
8,
yeah, there's like 9 of them.
9, 10, 10 or 11.
And already you're having to wipe sweat.
It's hotter than you think.
Look,
under
you're a mess under there. Although they are starting to stick on there a little bit better.
Tweet that picture. All right, this is a radio show.
Yeah.
Let's be professional.
No, there's no way we're going to recover from this.
Let's be professional.
There's no possible way we come back from this. I don't even know how this whole thing started. We were trying to talk the NFL, and then this happened. The worst thing I did was actually to go get you sticky notes. They will not stick to your forehead.
No, I'm too sweaty.
No, you're far too sweaty.
I love the one lone one that's on your neck.
Well, I feel like to make up for my goatee, I have to incorporate the neck. But does that count as my face?
No, it's your neck.
Oh, well.
And by the way,
at Mike Lynch 27 on Twitter, I have posted 2 pictures.
This all has to be done.
A third one incoming.
This all has to be done in under a minute.
Yeah.
Right, and it's already been like 4 minutes, if
like
not more.
It feels like an eternity.
We've been doing this for an entire segment.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
And they keep falling off.
Good thing I don't work here. I'd have been fired by now.
This may be the final show that the boss allows us to do.
All right, listen.
Of all the things that the Sooks of Hazzard could end on, who would have thought that it would be sticky notes on your sweaty, oily head, which would do us in.
I blame you.
You blame me?
Yeah, let's talk Le'Veon Bell.
Well, I was trying to do this in the club, and then I was teasing the club, and then that led to whatever the hell this was.
The Post-it notes are yellow. That's Steeler colors.
How many did you actually get on there?
Did we get
an official count?
Yeah, 1.
Because I think you got like maybe 13.
2, 3, 4, no, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This is good radio. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 total were on my face.
19.
Now, to agree with Mike, it did take like 4 minutes to do that.
Yes.
And that was a poor
I have also just posted a video at MikeLynch27. Yeah. So enjoy, everybody.
Yeah, that was a poor attempt.
Yeah, you want to rethink? You only need a practice round or two?
Yeah, I'm going to need some time.
You're going to need some time.
Maybe
some
towel. Yeah.
You're going to need some time, a towel, a cooler room, maybe some like anti-oil makeup that you could put on.
And I'll tell you right now, better quality sticky notes.
I do think. Someone said there's construction sticky notes. The builders use.
Yeah, this is Bush League right here. I don't know what kind of operation you're running here at Intercom Radio, but I don't know how anything gets done with notes being put on these things.
I don't think anyone ever thought while ordering sticky notes that it would come to this.
Well, maybe they should.
Maybe they should. Maybe they were not planning. All right. Well, that does it for that segment. I swear when we come back, some NFL talk. Maybe.
I'm putting sticky notes away.
Sook's a Hazard here on The Fan.
There you go. And I did go retweet the video that I took of Big John on my Twitter at MikeLynch27 because it was from a little while ago. So I put it back to the top of my Twitter feed if you want to go see it. The second the video starts, the sticky note falls off John's face, and it's just the perfect timing. And I do have a couple other pictures, including John making the metal horns with his fingers. So you can go find those on my Twitter at MikeLynch27. That was so glorious to be a part of because he was so certain that he was going to be able to break the record of sticky notes. And to watch him start doing it, it was kind of like he was just flailing around and they were falling off his face and he wasn't putting them close together. He even did research. He watched the video of the record and he still couldn't do it. It was so funny. So again, you can catch that on my Twitter, at least the video that I retweeted, and you can go look for the other ones if you want. So that's it for the sticky note 3 segments. Coming up in the final segment of this hour, we've got what I'm calling the swag poop story. And that is going to be next here on This Best of Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Sook on 1080 The Fan.
Oh, did you hear the Train to Christmas Town commercial? I bet you did. And I bet you sang along in your car too, didn't you? You don't hate it. Nobody hates it. It's great. We do have that segment coming up in the club hour, 6 o'clock. We'll be replaying the segment when we go in depth with that commercial here on this best of edition of Primetime. This final segment of the first hour is going to be a segment when Luke was hosting for Rop, and it was Sook and I were here. And Sook and I witnessed what might have been one of the worst experiences of our lives walking into the studio. It was very funny and very, very distressing at the same time. So here is the swag poop story.
I will tell you this. I've been working at Intercom Portland for going on 15 and a half years. And I've seen and dealt with some stuff in my time.
Yeah.
We've seen some things.
Yeah. Radio at one time was the pirate world of the industry. All kinds of crazy things going on.
Back in the Marconi days where we had the stripper bathroom and he had to put coverings over the windows because you couldn't see what was going on. Tommy Lee came into the office once. That led to a whole thing. We've seen some stuff. We dealt with some stuff. I do believe that me and Mike Lynch experienced what I find to be one of the three most offensive things to ever happen in the history of the somewhat hallowed halls of Intercom.
Yeah.
Me and Mike are in a production room and we were recording something. We're recording a commercial spot. So we finish up. This is 2:45-ish, 2:50.
Yep.
So we're getting ready to leave, to go out of there, and we'll go in and do this award-winning As Far As You Know broadcast. And right when we walked outside the production room, we took maybe two steps, and I turned to Mike, and I believe the words I uttered were, "Good God, what is that?" The smell as you left just punched you right in the face. Like someone took a pair of dirty bum skivvies and was making you wear them as a ski mask.
I think that both of us literally stopped dead in our tracks for a second to go, wait, oh no.
This can't be it. Because the bathroom is not there's space. It's not even we were right outside of the bathroom.
It's two doors down.
Two doors down. There is
15 feet.
A significant gap between where we're at and where the bathroom is. And so the initial thought is this can't be the bathroom. This is something else.
There's a dead animal in the building.
I would assume so, right? A raccoon has died. A skunk has gotten loose in the duct. This is not bathroom smell. We proceed to walk a few steps and it only gains in strength. It's almost at this point that we need to turn around and go the other direction.
Now you're walking away from the bathroom.
No,
at this
we're
point.
Walking towards okay. it at this point, but it, and it's gaining in strength. But at this point, we may have to retreat.
We're committed.
Yes.
Oof. We already started walking that direction.
And I'm like literally. I wish I could describe just it just grabbed you. This awful, awful.
It's like it reached into your nostrils and tried to pull your nasal passage out of your face.
Now, the building is kind of a labyrinth. I walked a different direction and did not get this.
Good
so
for you.
Because I am so thankful now.
I'm assuming at this point that it's spread to the four corners of the building, and hopefully we're safe inside the studio. But just then, the door opens up.
You're safe.
We are safe in here. Yes. This room is safe. Yes. Mike Lynch cannot say the same thing.
The door opens up, and that's when it all comes out at once. The barrier that was protecting the ancient evil that was residing in the intercom hallway bathroom, that seal had been broken. Pandora's box had been opened. And it all comes rushing out. And who do I see running out of the bathroom? Literally running as if he knows.
It's right behind him.
What he's done. He's Indiana Jonesing it. Like running from the boulder. One Jason Swigard. Yeah. And I look right at him and I said, is that you? And all he did was chuckle, shrug his shoulders, and run by.
Now, keep in mind, Swag is producing Dirt and Spray
yes.
at this time.
It's
so
on the air.
He's on the air.
Mid-segment, he ran in an emergency fashion to
and
go
that.
Unleash whatever demon he decided to unleash in that bathroom. And let me tell you, 7 minutes later, when I came to this control room, out in the hallway, yes. outside the door, the same smell was lingering.
Still
and
there.
Did he or did he not bring some of that pure evil into your studio space?
Well, I texted Suk and I said, I don't want to walk into this room.
No.
I am scared to walk into the room.
I filed the complaint with the boss. I said, I'd like to go to HR. And he said, what? And I'm not kidding. I said, I have a complaint. And he said, what? I said, go in the hallway and see what Swag did. Go. Because that's not a safe work environment. I don't know if that's sexual harassment or not, but it's some sort of harassment, and I don't feel safe in my work environment. And here's the thing. After filing my complaint with the boss, I start walking back towards the studio because now I've got to go on the air, and I see Swag in the hallway, and again, my response is, what the F? And you know what his response was? To just laugh. He just started cackling.
Well, I asked him, because I did have to enter the studio lest the show not go on the air. And let me tell you, the smell is lingering, and I am very unhappy about it. And I don't want to become nose blind to it, because then it's just going to be that smell. I'm going to become used to it. It's going to become part of my being. I don't want that.
It's like just living next to a dairy farm.
Yes.
It's just there. And you're right. Because I
said, Swag, what did you eat? He goes, this is what happens when you get old. Get ready for it. I was like, no.
No.
This is what happens when your insides start to deteriorate.
I went around I took a different path to the studio. And as I turned the corner, it's there. It's outside of the studio. It is spread down the hallway and is infiltrating other areas. Like, this may be one of those things where you just have to tear out carpet. Like, you move into a house and someone's had cats. We may just have to like paint walls and remove carpet. It's that bad. And he's over there giggling like a little schoolgirl over what happened. It's not okay.
Well, your own cooking always tastes better, right?
Apparently. He is unfazed by it. I don't know. Maybe he is possessed by something and so it doesn't affect him, but someone needs to check on him.
I just got a breeze of it again. Yeah. It just blew into my nostrils at this very second. And I'm going to go ahead and blame the AC vent that's above me. And
I think it's infiltrated in the air ducts.
It's in the vents.
He needs to go get that looked at. A professional needs to examine something. A probiotic must be taken. I don't know. But that's not normal. I know that is not normal. And I'm lactose intolerant and I like ice cream. I understand. I've been there, but not that. That's a whole other element of what's happening there.
So anybody afraid that I'm doing the exact same show that I did this morning, you can just go ahead and cut that right out.
That's right.
Don't worry.
Can't game plan that.
Nope.
You can't, nor can you ignore it. So Swag was like, are you going to talk about that? Yes. I can't ignore that. That's the most interesting that's happened to me like all day. You can't ignore that. That's breaking news.
Yikes.
Holy geez. Right from the fan desk to you at home.
The little hairs in my nose are singeing at the moment.
Well, I imagine paint is melting off the walls outside of this room. We're safe in here. And the funny thing was, Dirt and Sprague, oblivious to what was going on, the terror that was going on around their show.
People are like, oh, you're over-exaggerating this in radio. No, I'm not. There's no over-exaggeration here. When the first words out of your mouth are, dear God, that's not fake. You can't fake that raw emotion. That's real.
A little help from the Better You Today text line. They say forever unclean.
Yes. Forever. It's never, you can't forget something like that. It stays with you.
Should I go into the men's bathroom and shower right now into our shower?
Well, yes. Luckily there's
like burn my skin off.
I'm terrified of who walks in there next. Cause this is just the hallway. Imagine what it's like in the lion's den.
And these are office hours.
Yes. Some poor bastard is going to wander in there and not be aware of what's awaiting him. I hope that we've got that defibrillator here in the break room. Someone needs to have that out because someone may go down. Maybe that's what happened to Rob. Maybe Rob got a whiff of that today and he's down. Rob's out. He's got some sort of family emergency. Maybe that's what's happening.
It was really one of the worst smells I've ever experienced in my life. And it lingered in this studio with me for a couple of hours. And every time the air came on in this room, it would hit me again in the face with a whiff of the swag stench. I've played that segment before, and I just had to play it again because if you hadn't heard it, it's a great segment, and it's Suk is not exaggerating. He really isn't. Sometimes, you know, you think, oh, he's exaggerating for radio, like he said, and that he really was not exaggerating. It was awful, and swag was running on by going back to the studio. Ha, 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 that smells so bad. Yeah, it was not ideal. So coming up on the next hour of this best of edition of Primetime, we do have the Jason Quick interview from last week coming up next segment. It's a very insightful interview. We've got a segment that I labeled Suk Hates Thanksgiving. And we've got a couple of in-the-news segments from a show that I missed when I was home for Thanksgiving pre-flu sickness. So we'll get that to you on in-the-news as well. That's all coming up next hour here on this best of edition of Primetime on 1080 The Fan.